You know, we're starting Samach Tes, Sif Bet, Sif Beis. Yeah, okay. Suma, Samach Tes Sif Beis. Suma afapi shelo ra ma'oros miyamov. A Suma, even though he was born blind, and he never saw light, you know, the ma'oros, the sun, the moon, from his whole life, paris al shema, he's allowed to be paris al shema, mavarach yodzer ma'oros, and he can say the bracha of Yotzer Hamaoros, even the Rasa Shunana, the Maoros, Shiroi Nachem, Sheruhu, Aderech, Sheryelachba. That he's Nana from the Maoros, since he can't see other people help him, and they have Anah, so he has Anah from the Maoros, so therefore he says the bracha of Yotzer, he would say the bracha of Yotzer Hamaoros. This is a little bit out of place. It's something to do specifically with Paris al Shema, but it's just the Shulchan Aruch is the side of it over here to bring out the point that you can say Yotzer HaMa'oyos. Right. So Simenayin, Mihem HaPaturim Kriya Shema. Who's Potter from Kriya Shema? The Nashim Vavadim Turim Mikriya Shema. May Shehi Mitzvah Saseshas Van Gramo. The Nashim Vavadim are Potter from Kriya Shema since it's Mitzvah Saseshas Van Gramo. You have to finish it from, you know, after nights until 3 hours. But it's a good thing to teach them that they should go ahead and they should say and they should say Shema anyway. But there's no zman for them to say it. They can throughout the whole day they can say Shema at some point during the day to Kabbal Omachu Shemayim. Agavi Vikaru Lefachos Pasuk Rishon. That the Ramah explains that al kupanim they should say the first pasuk of Shema if they don't say anything else, which is there's a discussion about whether they should about zechiras etzias mitzrayim. Shabura has a whole discussion about it, but al kupanim women should, even if they, let's say, they don't die and have time to daven, whatever the case may be, the potter from davening, al kupanim they should. They should still try to go ahead and say Pasuk of Kriya Shema at some point during the day. Now, in general, the Mishnah Berurah brings whatever, that's just a general what, that the women are generally chayiv in Kriya Shema, they try to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. Berachos Kriya Shema seems to be a machlokes about that. Generally, Paskin, women are chayiv in Berachos Kriya Shema. I know that Miller mentioned that Rav Yosef holds for Sfarad the Potter, which is a bit of a Das Yachid, since it's a Shazman Grama, and so even though it's a Birchas HaShvach, you do see from last Simon Sif Beis that the Suma makes a Brach Yotzer Ma'aretz because he's Nene. So I see, he can hear a Tzad, there is also a Tzad of Birchas HaNene, but Akhopanim, and that women are Chayiv of Birchas HaShachar. Generally, I mean, the chayiv, the tefila, that's Mishnah Berurah holds the chayiv in Gimel Tefilas b'chol yom. There are those who are more makel, we'll get into that in Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei. Ktanei p'turim l'rabbein otan k'shelo higiyu l'chinuch. The ktanei are potter when they don't hit higiyu l'chinuch. Rashi, afilo higiyu l'chinuch, which is, I mean, the machlokes what gil chinuch is. It depends. Gil chinuch for Kriya Shema is obviously when they're able to read and understand and say Kriya Shema, which is probably in schools, 6, you know, Kita Aleph, Beis, something like that. So Ben Tam says that the palter before that. Rashi, if you look at the chinuch, the palter, it's she'enu motzu yetzul bizman Kriya Shema ve'erev v'yashin hu baboker. That the father is not matzui be'er, the kid goes to sleep early. V'yashin hu baboker, and the kid sleeps later, and he's up by nates, and the kid sleeps in, so he's not there to mechanech him. Since he's not there, so he is pater, v'roi lino k'rvein otan, that he should be chayiv. Akonius es abasula pater kriya shema shloshi yamim imlo asamaisa. Person gets married, marries a basula. So it says that he's positive from Kriya Shema because of Tira the Mitzvah. A person, he can't focus, he can't concentrate, he just got married. It's a big thing, a big shakeup in his life. And he has Tira the Mitzvah. His palter shoshi yomim lo asamaisa. But once they had bilus mitzvah, then that tutor goes away. He's chayvim kiyushma. They should tower to the mitzvah. Fine. Vani mili bizvanav yishani. But that's only the mechaber says. That's only in Tosfos. It's only in time of the Gemara. But who are we fooling? We don't have kavana ourselves. Just to say Shema, he can go ahead and he can say Shema. Even if he doesn't have the fullest kavana, used to be, I guess their kavana was so high and so clear that you need this little thing. He couldn't get to that clear kavana, so he was potter. But nowadays it doesn't make a difference. And the kavan. Im shikur ikar kriyashma. We'll get to that. Hayah oisik b'tzarchei rabim higiyah zman kriyashma. Someone who is oisik b'tzarchei rabim and zman kriyashma came lo yafsik. He should not be mafsik. Ela yigmor iskeim ikar im nishar eis likrois. If for some reason he is, let's say he's an ambulance, a hotel guy, or tzarchei rabim, I mean he's... He's been up the whole night trying to do a campaign, whatever. So he's potter from Kriyashma. He shouldn't be master for Kriyashma and should try to go ahead and, whatever. And nowadays, the mindset, most people have breaks and take breaks. So the Gemara actually says by Rebbe that, it says that when he was learning the Mishnayos, writing the Mishnayos, it says that he stopped for a second, covered his eyes and said Shema. So, it's an interesting thing. I always want to figure, what's the big deal? You're learning to say stop and say Kriyashma. So Elamai, no, he was Oisik B'Tzarchei Rabim. He was trying to be save Klal Yisrael already in the Mishnayah, so he felt he had no time. But he was learning enough time to say first pasuk. But someone who's mamish Oisik B'Tzarchei Rabim, Oisik the Potter Ben Mitzvah, he's Potter from Kriyashma if he has to. Haya Oisik Ba'Achila O Shehay Bemerchatz O Shehay Oisik B'Tisparis. Let's say that he is, he gets up in the discussion, what do you mean, Oisik Ba'achila? So anyway, he started a suda at, before Alois. And he was, for some reason, he ate a suda from before Alois, and comes Kriyashma, Zvanetz, Oshay B'merchat, so he was taking, he went to the mikvah, I don't know, went to Oshahaya Oisik B'tisparis, Oshay B'hapich B'oris, so he got up early to B'hapich to, he's b'ma'abed oris? Oh, shahayu oiski b'din, or they're up all night donning some din. La Rambam gomer, he should finish this. Achakach kori kriyishma. B'mayim misiyav shemay yavur zvan kriyish. U'pasak v'kara harizim mashubach. If he can go ahead, he feels like okay, he can focus. Now again, nowadays, how many people actually focus on saying kriyishma? Person could stop and say the first pasuk, even the first full three things. I don't think it's mazik. Nothing so pressing. And I'm sure there's situations, but it's not common. Well, the Rivet Mafsik for Kori Avavishi Yeshos Likro, the Rivet holds, no. All these things, you have to stop and be Kori. It's only for like Oiskut Sarkitiva, it's like a mitzvah, Potter Ben Mitzvah, like your Potter, but the fact that he started these other things, it's not enough to go ahead and to matter. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as Rav Acharin and Paskin, that the Ram is really more of a Gadas Yachid, and he says, but the Iker is totally Vitavita Deraisa. So then, if he was the Isaac and something Deraisa, then he doesn't have to be Paisik. Because it was a bit of a funny thing. Because it was Hiskel Beheter. However, if it was, he should be placing for deraisa, but he doesn't have to be placing for brachos and for other things since he started beheter. However, if it's a derabanan, then he doesn't have to be placing like for certain brachos and things or whatever. So simen ayin aleph oiskim b'meis p'turim b'kriyashma. Okay, misha meis l meis. Someone relative was nifter shuchay l'yisab olav. I feel in a mutter olav kovro, even if he's not taking responsibility to the kovro, even if he has a brother, something like that, who's taking responsibility. Potter b'kriyashma or mitfila. So this is the din of what we know of oinin, someone who was an oinin before kvura is potter. Now it is interesting. This is lashon Rambam. This is what the Rambam taka holds. The whole tour of oinin is because it's Oisik mitzvah patur ben mitzvah. He's Oisik in Kvura, so therefore he's patur. However, there's another shita. Rashi, I don't remember who holds on. It's a din that a person's patur because he's patur, because the onion's patur. So, I mean, there are some nafkaminas, we'll see the Yom Tov Sheni, other nafkaminas about the, if he's not really being Oisik in the mitzvah. They say since a person is, he's involved somewhat, even unless he's in a different country, maybe, I don't know, but he's involved somewhat, you know, then, you know, he's thinking about, they try, I do know that thing which Rambam said, it's kedai lahachmir, that a person should involve himself a little bit in something in order to yield to the shita that he shouldn't have to daven because it's oisik b'mitzvah. Well, Rambam in general minig is that he's potter lagamri. Also, right, also. Well, right, depends. Rambam holds his potter, Lashon HaMetzuchan, he's potter from Kriya Shema. If he's an oinein, also, he's also to go ahead, and oinein is also to go ahead and be back of a korban. I don't know he's not allowed to. Right. So then Rasha, if he's over an Isser, I don't know if he's over an Isser. If he's Makiv Korbanos, he's over an Isser. You know, over an Isser, if it's Ainu Rasha, he's not allowed to. If Yeshua Mishi Shtadal Bishvilo, Betzarchi Kvura, Raza Achmer also Velikrois, Ebuchimiyoda. However, if Hitaka has someone else who says, okay, Chever Kadisha, you take care of it, and I'm out of the picture. So, Eimochim Biyodo, if he really wants to. However, the minig is not to do it. Medvar Amorim Bechol, Aval B'Shabbos Chayev Kol Yom. Yeah, we'll bring it up. Right. That's in general minig. The minig is the Mishnah Berurah says right. You see that. We don't let him do it either way. This is talking about chol, but Shabbos is chayev. His chayev doesn't make a difference because he can't be oisik in the kvura. Other erev he machshich al tchum, he's asking to the kvura. Even if he was going to, he was like traveling to the tchum to go ahead and right after Shabbos to go ahead and to. Start basic with Sarchi and Sarchi Kfura, he's still chayv in the tefillah and tefillah. While im enu machshich al tchum, chayv gam la eis erev. But if he's not machshich al tchum, then chayv gam, he's chayv even la eis erev, he's not being oisik anything. V'yayim tevri sheni dino kechol, yayim tevri sheni since there's a din you can't be koyver on Yom Tov Sheni, even though generally by Rov or not, I'm sure there are, we'll have to get into Hilchos Avelos, there are specific cases where I think the people do, but I never heard of it. Achopanim, then it's dino kachol. Shailas nowadays, since we really don't, is it dino kachol? Since you can, that's a discussion. Yom Tov Rishon, in road to the cover, Boba Yom Ade Ovel Chavim dino kachol. If he taka, then there's a heter on Yom Tov Rishon to go ahead and to be, of going because for him, then it's dino kachol. He's be nice if he's potter. If ain't a right to the cover, but byom dino kashabis, and he since he can't be oisik, he's potter. Mashamer some meso feel ain't no meso potter. Someone who's doing shmira is potter from kriyas shema and all these things. Hayushnayim mashamer zeh mashamer zeh korei achagach mashamer zeh v'korei zeh. If there's two, then they should switch off. The thing is, I remember I had a chavrusa who was doing some shmiras in New York for whatever. He said that usually there was one they would take shifts. So that's the general minig is like this. They would take shifts. A chayver kever lemeis potter. If someone's being chayver kever is potter. A shnayim ul yoser chayfrim kol tzvichin etzarech echfir barasachas pturim. If they need to do it quickly and they need to. Go ahead and to dig quickly, and everyone there with shovels, and then potter. If there's too many, it's just extra people, so then they can go ahead and go and say kriyashma. Then they switch off. Also, likros kriyashma toch arba amos shomeis. There's an issue to go ahead and say kriyashma. A person went to a levaya, realized, oh, I didn't say kriyashma. If he's near the aram, or based on kfaros, and he realized, oh, I didn't say kriyashma, it's also. Or based on kfaros. in kara lo yotza. Not only am I cognizant that he's not even yotze, he's not yotze kriyishma. He has to say it again. As the Margarita brings, it's a knas that you shouldn't be going ahead and or the rash, whatever. You shouldn't be going ahead and and because the Lord of the Rash he kriyishma by a kever or by a mace. I'm Bez. Din noise hamita Menachem. So again, this is the time of noise hamita. It's again noise hamita v'chilufen 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 bein oisam shayilufne hamita me'oisam shehem la'acharei me'achlo shelamata lamita tzarich b'hem p'turim l'shara hamalvin is amazed shelamata tzarich b'hem p'turim. Now again, nowadays it's not so nogea. It used to be then, and they didn't have the, you know, the big Kever Kedisha vans or hearses or things or whatever. So, you know, they had to get them, you know, if they had to take the mace somewhere and get him to Bekoivir him in a basic forest, and it took, you know, 10 hours and people carrying it or putting it out, whatever it took. So then, you know, then Taka, they'd be Palter because they're trying to Bekoivir the mace. You know, nowadays it doesn't, you know, even with traffic, it doesn't take so long from the airport to bring a mace to Yerushalayim. But it could be that the driver in the Chevra Kedisha would be Palter if they're doing it in the morning or whatever. There would be a tour, B'shas Maisa, they shouldn't say Kriya Shema, shouldn't daven in the daven. Emotzim, B'shara, Shama Lavin, and Sameish, in the Mita Tzarech, and Chayavi, other people like you, love John, try to grab and whatever. So the Palter. Emotzim, as a mace, Samuel Kriya Shema. However, you shouldn't schedule a Levaya in the morning, before the end of the time of Kriya Shema, either before Netz, or, you know, be sure that it doesn't take up the whole time of Kriya Shema. She'ein shows lo tziyoi ulokarva kodim shegiyas van Kriya Shema. That we're talking about Kriya Shema, we're talking about before Netz, right before Netz, you shouldn't schedule for that. It could be, I don't know who did the sub Kriya Shema, and people had time to say before. If it takes 3 hour Levaya, then there will be a problem. And you still lo tziyoi, if you talk a schedule it wrong, then you shouldn't be mastic to say Kriya Shema. Ha'ama oiskin behesped, those who are mi maspid, bizban shem is mutu lifnei and nishmatim echarecha v'korim mispalin. Let's say it's, you have a levi's in the afternoon, started before Michal Gdoila, and it was mamshich, you know, mamshich until shkia. So what do you do? They give me hespedim until shkia. So people should go ahead and they're allowed to go ahead, and as long as there's enough for cover to mace, now the people are allowed to go ahead and daven mincha on the side. However, you know, everyone one whatever, they could be even go with the minion. However, it should be however, if it's after, if it's a shloshim, I don't know, whatever it is, it's after the mace is covered, hank korim is spalim ma'oinin, yoshiv adomim, it's after the kvura, then, and they have to daven mincha, they can daven mincha on the basic verse, obviously. Right then and there, they can daven mincha, and the oinein should just sit quietly, even though he's there. They have to, and Menachem, or whatever, they're allowed to go ahead and to daven. Kavur is the mace, the chozu are veil in the kabbal tanchum. After the kvura, they do shuros. The chol am holchin achrem, imachum akever, lamachum shalom isham are veil, and also shura, the kabbal tanchum. Right, the minig is to go out and to make two shuros. Let's say you have 2 minutes, you have a minute to Sosvan Kriya Shema, and they started early. So then, if they can go ahead and they can go ahead and say the first pasuk, they should say it. In lavlo yaschil, they shouldn't start. So then they shouldn't say Kriya Shema if there's time. But if it's mamish 2 minutes before Sosvan Kriya Shema, then they have to stop and say Kriya Shema. But if there's time, then they shouldn't go ahead and jump to say Kriya Shema. I went in Bishur al Nachem. Most people are standing in the road to Menachem. Him, Apnimim, Shivorim Pneyavel Pturim. There's a lot of people. The people on the row there, they're Pater, which again, we're talking about a little bit of time. Could be the minig back then was different, how long, and with the exact surah of the exact way things were set up for the Nicham Avelim and the Shura. I don't know if we really know. Akupani and the Pnimim are roim Pnei Avel. Paturim Achitzarim Sheinim roim Pnei Avel are Chayavim because they're not being Oisik in the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Okay. Ayashen Ishto Uvarav Eich Yisnag. Now we're starting to get into the dinim of the next few simanim. I'm talking about Kriyas Shemenegad Erva, Kriyas Shemenegad Tzoa, places where you're going to be putter from you can't say Kriyas Shema. So starting with someone who's sleeping with his wife or kids, Bekirav Basa, meaning like they used to sleep without clothing, or if they did sleep without clothing, then how can they say Kriyas Shema? The Shnayim Yishani Metalas Echad. Two people are sleeping under one blanket. Basa Shnei Noyin Zebazeh, and their skin is touching. Noyi Kari Kriyas Shema. Elim Kain Ha'isa Talis Mafsekes Beneihem. V'Masneihem Ulamata. That there should be, as long as they are have pajamas on, or they have a separate blanket, or the blanket's like stop in the middle between them, and Basar is not touching, then it's mutter to say Kriyas Shema. Staying in Lamata, because that's the Makom Erva. Staying in Lamata is the, that's the Makom Erva. If the Ervas are touching, so then it's also to go ahead and to say Kriyas Shema. That's Din Aleph. Let's say a person is sleeping next to his wife, then he has to say Kriyas Shema. Then he should go ahead and turn over. They say he has to turn his whole body over, not just his face, but his whole body over. A few below Sakas Talis, it's motive to go ahead and just turn over, even if a person is touching his wife. Mishum the Chashiva Kagufo, since she is nechshav kagufo, then it's not. There's no. He's allowed to say it. The first shita obviously holds that. I mean, the whole thing is because of here, or if they're touching. We're gonna get into the thing of erva. The whole iser of erva is riyas erva. So here they're not. That's an ayin dalad, ayin hey. You're not seeing erva, but they're touching. So it could be there's also a problem of hirhur. If a person has can have hirhurim or whatever, then it's also for Kriyas Shema. With the person's wife, since, as the Mishavur brings, since he's Ragulba, in Ishta Kagufo, is the fact that he's Ragulba, he won't have Hihurim if their bodies are touching, so then therefore it's Mutter. Neish Misha Oyser, the Alpha P came, the Rosh, you have to go ahead and be nizar to go ahead and Shmuel brings even Kriyas Shema Lamita, which is more common than a person should be nizar to go ahead and be sure that when he says that he's not lying next to his wife. If I yoshin in banav, let's say he's sleeping with a little kid, orim ktani mutu likros bechazaras panim below sakas talis, he can go ahead and just say Kriyas Shema. But if they're older, and they have to be sure that we're going to see in Siftal is the Shir. What's Katanim? Even if they have Shtei Sairos, we say that the Shtei Sairos are going to fall off. That's a din of Zakat Rava that they're not real Cyrus. So until you base for a boy and Aleph for a girl, then it's Motor. Vishnasti Gimulatinok, he's age 12. You base Latino, he's even view Shte Cyrus also. That year, Shte Cyrus and Wubi also will have sick. Even though if you Shte Cyrus, Motor, Vishnasti Gimulatinok, Latinok, you base Latinok, it's a field of view Shte Cyrus. Also, and the minig is not to check. The minig, it says many places, we don't check for Cyrus. It doesn't make a difference. No one checks. You shouldn't check. So therefore, a person has some kids who are older. When they hit bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, then he can't be. Again, obviously, if they're in a nightgown, pajamas, it's okay. But sakas talis. But if whatever, then again, now you're not some nageya. But if they weren't wearing clothing, this is where a person should be machbir.